You're listening to Mary's Touch Radio. Our program is entirely listener-supported through generous donations from listeners like you. Discover and explore our entire archive of inspirational content at marystouch.org. And thank you for your support.
Mary's Touch, real-life stories of Mary's love.
I really do feel that Mary had a role in bringing me back to the Catholic Church.
He reminded me that Mary was my mom.
I always fell upon, if I needed a desperate prayer, I always called to Mary.
I could see that Mary had a hand in this.
She began to speak to my heart.
Mary's Touch, real-life stories of Mary's love.
Hi, this is Sherry Lamonte.
And I'm Father Jim Evans.
Welcome to Mary's Touch, the show that brings you real-life stories of Mary's love. You're listening to and learning about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Our story today comes from Mary Wilson. I think I met Mary, about 9 or 10 years ago at an NEA conference. And that was a conference about the new evangelization of America. It was one of the most interesting conferences I've ever attended. And Mary Wilson is one of the co-founders of that organization, which is the parent organization of the Catholic Social Network of the New Evangelization. And it's called DEO Space. That's DEOSPACE. And their address is deospace.com. And so about 10 years ago, believe it or not, when I was thinking about it, I thought, this can't be, but we were talking about the Vatican has to have a webpage. The Vatican has to be on Twitter, or the Vatican, you know, has to have a following. All the have-tos of what is now just taken for granted. So we're talking about cyberspace, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But this is such an important, I think, organization that we all need to know about it.
Well, Sherry, Mary not only had a 30-year career in the federal government, but she also has served as president of the Dallas Comitium, that's C-O-M-I-T-I-U-M, of the Legion of Mary. And she's a member of the Sacred Heart Prayer Group in her home parish of St. Mary's Cathedral in Cheyenne, Wyoming. She lives there with her mother, Esther. And Esther just celebrated her 97th birthday. So let's welcome Mary Wilson to Mary's Touch.
Let's do that. Mary, hi. This is Sherry Lamonte along with Father Jim. Welcome.
Hi, Sherry and Father Jim. It's so good to talk to you.
Can you believe that 10 years ago, the Vatican wasn't in cyberspace, so to speak?
Right. We weren't, any of us weren't very hooked up, I guess, as far as the internet is concerned. It was in its infancy to a large extent compared to where we are now.
You're the one that's taken the big step bringing our church into the leadership position that it has now in mass communications. And I thought before we start talking about DEO Space, share with us and our audience a little bit about your background and in the church and your love for Mary, our mother.
Well, I think my love for our dear mother Mary was instilled by my mom from the time I was a little girl. I got to crown her with the May crown one year when I was a little girl, and I played a child from Fatima in a parade in my hometown of Laramie that the Catholic Youth Organization had this float in the parade. So, you know, my love for our dear mother started, of course, at a very young age. But in my adulthood, I had a really tremendous conversion back, reversion, through our Blessed Mother. And that really has set the stage for everything that happened after that. And that was when I was going to visit my parents. At the time, they lived in Las Vegas, and I was getting on a plane to visit them, and it was the last day of the peace talks for Bosnia-Herzegovina at the time when they were in war. And so I thought, you know, even though I wasn't even attending church regularly at that point in time, I decided I was going to say a rosary, and I was going to say all 15 decades, because at that time we only had 15 decades. So I was going to pray all those for peace in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Well, as I'm on the plane and with my eyes closed praying the rosary, all of a sudden I have this beautiful, I don't know if I'd call it a vision, but thought maybe of our Blessed Mother with her arms outstretched over Dayton, Ohio. And that's where they were having the peace talks. And I thought, oh, isn't that beautiful? And then all of a sudden I hear ching, 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 like I just hit a jackpot. And I thought, how like me to, you know, bring this beautiful vision down to the ground where the mortals lie. And I didn't think too much of it after that. But then I got off the plane, surprised my parents because they didn't know I was coming. And so we went out to lunch, and we went to lunch at one of the casinos. After we came out of lunch, I threw $3 into the first slot machine I saw, and I hit a jackpot.
Oh, ching, my ching, gosh. Ching, ching, ching.
Well, you know, I thought, wow, I never hit a jackpot. I didn't really know what to do with the money, and I was talking to my sister, and she said, well, you know, Father Ben's taking a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. Why don't you go? That's how I ended up going to Medjugorje, and that changed my life.
Well, you really hit the jackpot when you were introduced to the Virgin Mary in a very special way. And as we've so often said so many times, we'll take conversion experiences and religious experiences any way we can get them.
Amen, Father. Amen.
Okay.
And it was after that that then I came back, and the Lord just showered these blessings on me, these tremendous opportunities that I could not have fathomed, could not have imagined would have come my way. And there they are, just right in front of me. And one of them was first to join the Legion of Mary. I had been in the Legion of Mary when I was in college and had loved it. And then the Legion came to my parish. And so my parents and I all joined the Legion together. And that was a tremendous experience for us as a family, of course, you know, to know that we were on this journey together in ministry. And so then one of the leaders of the Legion of Mary was forming this organization, NEA, New Evangelization of America. And the idea was to help the Holy Father's vision, Pope John Paul II, his vision of that new evangelization and bringing that about in the world, and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, of course. So we set about on that journey to bring together the lay people, the producers of the media like Sherry and other programs with the bishops, our shepherds in the church, so that we put at their disposal these means of communication so that they know the programs and the just all the opportunities that are out there for them to use, and they can employ them as they wish in their own diocese. And also that we receive the guidance of the shepherds. And in fact, this mission was just kind of set out before them as, you know, we're lay people, we want to help, and you tell us what you want us to do. And then the bishops decided that this organization should focus on media, because that is really the force multiplier of evangelization. We can really make tremendous headway in evangelization by employing the modern mass media. So that's how NEA was born, New Evangelization of America. And we would have conferences with bishops from throughout North, South, and Central America to help formulate that vision. Then a few years ago, the idea was set upon to get into the social networking arena, because this was seen as, you know, this is the coming age of communication. And sure enough, you know, Facebook, Twitter, those things have really kind of replaced the old media giants of, you know, Google and Yahoo, with everyone is now focused on those social networking sites. And they call it Web 2.0. So our idea was to formulate a Catholic social network that would be strictly Catholic, where the content would be decided, you know, within the church and with the heart of the church, rather than being something that would expose people to undesirable things or say anything less than the fullness of the truth, right? In 2009, we decided that we needed to do a social network. Well, in the Lord's providence, it wasn't going to work out right then. But now it has happened that the technology is available and has been commoditized to the point that we can do this in a cost-effective way and provide it to the entire church. So we're very blessed to roll out DO Space. It was just a year ago on the Feast of the Annunciation that the Vatican announced that DO Space was available to Catholics all around the world.
That's quite an announcement at the Annunciation.
Yes. Well, was Gabriel there?
Yes. I'm sure. No doubt about it.
I bet he signed up.
Mary, is there a backup situation? I know by getting everything started in this marvelous technology that now exists, if all of a sudden all of the networks were closed down because of devastating war or these hackers coming in and disrupting everything, it seems to me that by having this instilled in people, this new evangelization has a deep-seated root structure that is going to let it continue even if it doesn't depend upon the airwaves.
Amen, Father.
Have you noticed that?
Beautifully said, Father. I've experienced that just, you know, in the last few days, you know, you have all these backup systems of communication in place.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just give you the example. We were having a housewarming party for a member of our prayer group who had been homeless previously. And so I send out the text in our little group to everyone who gets texts. And some folks don't get texts, so one of the ladies will, you know, use the landline or or her cell phone and call them and let them know what's going on. Well, so one lady had missed the phone call or just didn't get made or whatever, but she ended up bringing a gift anyway. And we saw that completely as the Holy Spirit. There he was. We're formed in the heart of the church, and we're formed with each other in a community. And this is, you know, the analogous to what can happen in DO Space as well. We form ourselves and the Holy Spirit forms us within that community. And then when none of those electronic means actually operate, he still gets us the message. And we can learn in that environment that docility to his voice and that, you know, taking the cues from the Holy Spirit. So that truly, I mean, that takes us right to the to the nub of it, is that learning.
Well, you're doing a marvelous job of getting this kicked off, if you will. And it seems that whether it be in a scientific journal, in a scientific book, in a historical novel, no matter what it is, I'm finding, and probably because I'm looking for it, more and more of a guide and a hint that we should all seek in our quest for knowledge and understanding, a meditative stance. In other words, we should learn meditation. And your program, it seems to me, facilitates this tremendously, because by, first of all, the awareness, second of all, the offer of tools, and third of all, and probably one of the most important parts, the desire to then go into that meditative state, which allows you to seek the spiritual and allows you to make that connection with our God.
That's beautifully said, Father. And how can you offer, you know, on a large scale, that understanding or that teaching of meditation with a completely Catholic end, you know, and
yes.
means,
mm-hmm.
This is the perfect vehicle for that. Through DO Space, you can teach people, and then they can ask you questions. you know, what if I'm distracted during meditation? Well, then you can come back to them with the answers of, here's what to do when you're distracted.
Yeah, and unless you're Padre Pio or somebody like that, let me ask the question, who has not been distracted during meditation?
Right, right.
I used to have a prayer, and it was, Lord, at least one time before I die, may I please get through the entire Lord's Prayer without a single distraction. I haven't made it yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That will be our prayer forever.
Oh, yeah.
Mary, Father did bring up something earlier, and I thought, what about hackers? And I, you know, I don't want to be the one on the down road here, but what I've noticed, especially with Mary's Touch or our outreach program, Frontline Faith, the minute somebody knows that the, quote, the other media of the world knows that it's Catholic, they, you know, they don't want anything to do with it, or they, you know, they want to hack in.
Right.
So what kind of protection do you have there?
Well, I'm not our IT person, but we apparently have very good defenses.
Okay.
And several layers of defenses, firewalls and whatnot.
Sure.
You know, the industry standard and state-of-the-art protection against that. But then also, you know, we're closely monitoring it. And there is that close monitoring across the globe. You know, we've got people in, for example, Russia, who are on the site daily and watching and seeing, you know, if there's anything that doesn't look right, then the report's made immediately and we can address it and, you know, either take down any bad information or malicious code or anything like that. And thanks be to God, it has been very rare that anything has gotten through. So,
well, this might be a good time to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to hear the rest of Mary's story. We're talking to Mary Wilson, head of Deospace.com.
You're listening to Mary's Touch, real life stories of Mary's love in our lives. Visit marystouch.org to find out how you can help support us with your prayers and your donations. Find out more about Mary and tell us your story. It's all at marystouch.org.
Hi, this is Sherry Lamonte. We've been broadcasting Mary's Touch for 9 years now. Each and every year, we've won a special award from being the best Catholic radio program in North America to being the best Catholic website at marystouch.org. So visit us there, marystouch.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And thanks for listening every week to Mary's Touch. Welcome back. We're visiting with Mary Wilson. She's telling us about Deospace.com because it has the potential to revolutionize society with the truth and beauty of the Catholic Church. Welcome back.
Thanks, Sherry. And thanks for that beautiful introduction.
Oh,
you know, we really do feel that it does have the potential to revolutionize society in a positive way.
Definitely. I mean, and isn't it nice to know of this source? And I know, Father, you said during break, I've got a question for. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's an observation as well as a question, Mary. And that is, it seems like part of the evidence of the importance of the programs that you are putting out there and the thoughts that you're generating in the minds of all who have access to the Deospace and all of the wonderful things you're doing, the interruptions, the interference, and the necessity for the firewalls and all of that are proof of the value. Because, you know, if something doesn't have any value and is totally worthless, the devil leaves it alone because the devil's work is to make it unimportant. So as long as you're being attacked, well, God bless you, because that is a real, real wonderful sign of the true importance and the inspired message that you are sending.
Father. Thank you so much for that. That's very true. And we've fought against several of those kind of roadblocks, but also understand them as signal graces that the Lord is on our side and we can overcome them.
Right.
Because, and we know if we face no opposition, well, you're right.
That's right. It's like being, you know, the first person with a sled on a snow slope, you know. You're not sure exactly, but no one seems to have wanted to go down that hill before, so why are you there?
Right.
But when you're going down and everybody wants to get on that hill, well, you know you've got something going for you.
There you go. There you go. Mary, I wanted to ask you a question. Earlier, you referred to the people in Russia who are on this site. So what would you say your listening population or the population, you know, I've been in radio too long, I guess. I said your listening population, the people who go to your site, where are they from?
Oh, they're from all over, Sherry. We have many folks from Italy and throughout Europe, the Ukraine and Poland and Russia. So that whole great big swath of, I'd say, Eastern and Western and Central Europe, and then North and South America. A lot of activity from South America as well.
Good. Good.
Oh, that's really great. Well, you know, it's a very difficult thing to get a radio audience in Italy because you can't see their hands moving.
Oh, that's great. Good, Father. Good. Well, when I went to the actual conference, I met a lady there who was born and raised in Nicaragua and invited me down to her hometown to visit her, quote, her Madonna. And I did go, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. I mean, so what, it sounds like there's no limitations to what you can ask or what you can do, but, you know, I'm thinking ahead, and I'm thinking, especially Mary's Touch should be connected to this so people can listen to the show in all these parts of the world. Would that be possible?
Absolutely, Sherry. We would love to put up a page for Mary's Touch, and then we can post podcasts on your page or whatever content you'd like to have, mm-hmm. and run your show through DO Space as well.
Oh,
so people
great.
From all over the world can hear.
Thank you so much, because we get emails from people all over the world who want to hear Mary's Touch and can't. This would give them a way to do that.
Oh, bravo,
oh,
bravo.
Well, and let me ask you, so for our listeners, how do they become a part of DO, D-E-O, space, S-P-A-C-E, one word, DOSpace.com?
Well, all they have to do is go to DOSpace.com and create an account, and then they can sign in.
Okay.
And start chatting back and forth, make friends with people, you know, post their photo albums, videos, and podcasts, and start creating their own social network there within the site.
How wonderful. I will tell you, I was so impressed with that meeting I went to, because I think there were 13 or 14 bishops there from South America. And I thought, how better to, in this organization, how better to help each other by starting out knowing each other.
Right, exactly. And to know our bishops, our shepherds,
mm-hmm.
you know, to put ourselves at their service. Because many times I think they get locked away and don't have the advantage of seeing the people, you know, the real heart of the church,
mm-hmm.
and interacting with them, and especially people who want to serve the church,
mm-hmm.
and who have essentially, like you, dedicated your life to sharing the beauty of the church as a layperson. So to put that at the service of these beautiful bishops who are also there to serve our Lord and our Lady, what great things can come of that.
Well, I just want to encourage everyone who can to join up, so to speak. And I mean, this is where it starts.
Exactly. This is where the revolution begins.
Yeah, nicely put. I'm not sure I've ever been in a revolution except for the ones my parents thought I was throwing.
Well, unfortunately, I've been through a couple of them in other hot spots of the world, and I don't recommend them in that regard, but the revolution of the spirit, amen.
Yes,
let's go.
Let's go
forward.
That is it. And so, Mary, we only have a couple of minutes left. Give our listening audience your last words, what you'd like them to do, and then Father will give us a final blessing. What would you like to tell all of our Mary's Touch listeners?
Well, you know, I welcome them to diospace.com, and it's through recognizing that our universal church is indeed universal that we can help solidify our communities and extend the reach and the influence of the church in the most positive and life-giving ways. Diospace can be the central forum for all things Catholic, all of our ecclesial movements, our institutions, our communicators, entertainers, educators, professionals, religious and laity, and we welcome everyone. And know that each part of the mystical body of Christ is essential to that body.
This is a wonderful thing, and I'm reminded, as you were saying that, of the prayer that we do when we are inviting the people to shake each other's hands and to welcome each other in the name of the Lord and to share the peace, you know, in each and every Mass that we celebrate. And we say, in regards to the Church, bring her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And this peace and unity is such a marvelous goal, and one that you are assisting. You are enlisting the help of all who will come to this program and inviting them to then share it with others. To me, you use the word evangelization, and amen to that. That's what this is all about. So God bless you for this evangelizing that you and all connected with you are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary, for being with us. And we invite all of our listeners to go to marystouch.org to find out more about diospace.com. And Father, if you'll finish with a blessing, we'll have to sign off for today.
Almighty God, we ask that your divine communication fall upon the hearts and ears of all who are within the sound and within the touch and within the reason and within the graces of you, Almighty God. And may they be blessed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This program is produced by Mary's Touch, a nonprofit corporation dedicated to bringing you the love of Mary and her son, Jesus. If you have questions, comments, or a story to share, write to us at Mary's Touch, P.O. Box 341991, Austin, Texas 78734, or email radio@marystouch.org. For more stories or to find out more about Mary, visit our website at marystouch.org.
You're listening to Mary's Touch Radio. Our program is entirely listener-supported through generous donations from listeners like you. Discover and explore our entire archive of inspirational content at marystouch.org. And thank you for your support.